watches children.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida, 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
In Matthew chapter 11, we have this account of John the Baptist in prison. Do you remember that? That's going to be his final arrest. They're going to take his head while he's in prison at this time. He didn't know all of that, but John, he got political, didn't he? He messed with Herod, and he began to preach the word, and Herod's wife got mad, and John's in prison. Herod has thrown him in prison. And he sent some of his disciples to go and ask Jesus if he was the one. Are you the Messiah? And you know the story where Jesus said, go back and tell John. Tell him what you've heard, what you've seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life. The good news is being preached to the poor. I'd like you just to add that verse to your week's prayer, that this is what the normal church is about. Would that be okay with you if in the latter rain and outpouring of God, that God decided to bring a fresh renewal and restoration of the working of God in this way? Is there anybody that has faith to pray that the blind will see again? In America? I've seen miracles in other countries. I've been there. I've watched it. I've seen it happen. But in America, anyone have faith that in America the blind will be able to see? The lame will walk. The lepers will be cured. The deaf will hear. And the dead will be raised to life. And the good news is preached to the poor. If we don't have faith, if we don't ask and believe God, if we don't have operative faith, how are we going to see the operation of God in this kind of a level? Is there anyone that'll raise a hand and say, God, I'm available to be a part of the Latter Rain Church. I'm available to believe your word. Now, you may say, I'm not there yet, but I want to be. I haven't seen it all yet, but I want to. I haven't participated in that yet, but I'm available to be a part of that kind of a move of God. I believe God wants to do that again. I'm a young enough man that I believe that I'll see this in my nation. I've seen it in Nigeria. I saw it in Jamaica, Ruddy. I saw it with Reinhard Bonnke in Kingston as we were there. I saw the miracles. Jose and Cheryl, I suppose you've seen some down in Panama. We've seen some things overseas that we don't see on a regular basis. But in this room alone, there's enough of you who have miraculous testimonies in your own life where you already know this power of God. What we don't see yet are meetings like Jesus had where everyone that came was healed. That's my prayer. God, I want to see the meetings where nobody leaves in their wheelchair. Nobody leaves on their crutches. We won't have to advertise. We won't have to promote our church. We won't need signs. When the power of the Holy Spirit is released through us, then the people will come because the people have needs. And I believe God wants us to believe again like that. That's what Jesus did. Say, well, I just don't know. I don't know about that, Pastor. You know, I just don't know. Look at verse 11. I assure you, Jesus is speaking, I assure you, of all who've ever lived, none is greater than John the Baptist. How many think that's a pretty big attaboy? For God to say of John the Baptist, no one's ever lived that's greater than John the Baptist. Yet, the most insignificant person in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he is. What about that? John did not have access to what I have access to in Christ. Didn't have access to it. John didn't know what it was to be born again because Christ had not died and rose from the grave. He didn't know anything about the born again experience. He didn't know anything about The baptism of the Holy Spirit, God's Holy Spirit moving inside of us, empowering us and speaking through us. Oh, he was anointed since birth. The Spirit of God was upon him from the time he was conceived in the womb. An amazing passage of Scripture. You read that about John. But look at this. The Word says the most insignificant person in the kingdom is greater. And from the time John the Baptist began preaching and baptizing unto now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered what? If you have the King James, it says suffered. Suffered what? Violence. Suffered violence. Suffered violence. What is that about? New Living Translation says the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing. Have a note here that says the kingdom of God now has multitudes that are pressing into the kingdom. That people are forcefully coming to the Lord. That all the powers of darkness are not able to stop those who are coming to Jesus. I believe we're seeing this in part on our university campuses right now. The kingdom of God, of heaven, has been forcefully advancing, and violent people take it, I like what the King James says, by force. What do you think that scripture means when it says greater? Greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world. There's war going on. There's a battle going on. There's a fight that's going on. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I've shared this before. It's a powerful testimony. It was shared by Charles Blanchard, who is the president of Wheaton College, if you've ever heard of Wheaton College. Pretty important place. He was president there 43 years. The president communicated this testimony in a book that he entitled Getting Things from God. He verified this account to be true. This man gives his testimony. He says, friends, about 2.5 or 3 years ago, I was in the hospital in Philadelphia. This was several years ago. I was an engineer on the Pennsylvania lines. And although I had a praying life, I had all my life been a sinful man. At this time, I was very ill. I became greatly wasted. I weighed less than 100 pounds. Finally, the doctor who was attending me said to my wife that I was dead. But she said, no, he is not dead. He cannot be dead. I prayed for him 27 years, and God has promised me that he would be saved. Do you think God would let him die now after I have prayed 27 years, and God has promised he will be saved? Well, the doctor replied, I do not know anything about God and about that, but I do know that he is dead. And the screen was pulled around the man's cot in the hospital, which separates the living from the dead. And to satisfy my wife, other physicians came in. They were brought in one after another until 7 physicians had declared me dead. They all made their examinations and they all left. The 7 doctors agreed. Meanwhile, my wife had been kneeling on the floor crying out to God, insisting that I was not dead, that even if I were dead, God would bring me back from the dead because God had promised her that I should be saved and I was not yet saved. By and by, her knees began to pain her kneeling on the hard hospital floor. She asked the nurse for a pillow, and the nurse brought her a pillow upon which she kneeled. 1 hour went by, 2 hours went by, 3 hours went by. The screen still stood by the cot. I was laying there still, apparently quite dead. 4 hours went by, 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours. 13 hours passed, and all the while my wife was kneeling by my cot, and the people were wishing her to leave, saying, you must go. But she said, no, he has to be saved. Has to be saved. He is not dead. He cannot die until he's saved. At the end of 13 hours, this is the man's testimony. I opened my eyes and she said, what do you wish, my dear? And I said, I wish to go home. And she said, you shall go home. But when she proposed it to the doctors, they raised their hands in horror. They said, why, it will kill him. It will be suicide for you to take him home. She said, you've had your turn. You said he is dead already. I'm going to take him home. His testimony, I now weigh 246 pounds. I still run a fast train on the Pennsylvania Railway. I am now on a vacation, little vacation in Minneapolis, telling men everywhere what Jesus can do. And I'm glad to tell you, Blanchard. I want to encourage you to not give up. That's in a little book like this, How to Pray for the Lost. Don't, by Lee Thomas, don't stop praying and believing God. Don't stop praying and believing God. Amen? Let's break bread. Let's break bread. Well, may the Lord stir all of our faith. May the Lord wake us up if we're dead. I think a lot of people die before they die. I think a lot of people give up. Things happen in their life. I've had some family members like that. I really believe, though their heart's beating and they're breathing air, they've given up. They have no dreams. They have no vision. They have no hope. They have no expectation of God. Their faith has just been parked. It's not that they're lost. It's not that they've denied God. It's just that they've seen so much hurt and so much pain and they've gone through so much, they just don't know how to hang on. And I want to pray for you if you're one of those people today. And I want to believe with God that today is your day to be set free. If you're struggling to hang on to your faith, I'm believing God that today God is going to strengthen your faith and strengthen your resolve to not lose faith, but to hang on to God. If you're one of those crazy people like me that just will not accept the results of sin and sickness, disease and infirmity and demonic oppression and satanic destruction as being the end of the story, if you're one of those crazy people like me that just is going to keep saying, Jesus, your Lord, I'm going to believe, I'm going to stand, whatever it looks like, however rough it gets, whatever I feel, whatever I have, I don't have, whatever the doctors say, whatever happens, I'm still going to trust you, God. I'm still going to trust you. There's no other place to go. This time of fasting and prayer is a time for us to pray one for another, lift one another up, to believe. It's a time for our faith to be strengthened. It's a time for our faith to grow. It's a time for us to stand strong. So, Father, as we come to this communion time, it's a time of surrender, a time of exercising our faith. Communion is a time where we make a public declaration that we believe. We remember what you did, Father, through Jesus Christ. We remember your word. We look in your word. We saw your word this morning. We see what you had to say. So, Father, we look at that, and communion's a time to testify as we participate in this communion meal, this covenant meal, that our God lives. Our God lives. And that we live because you live, Father. And if we truly looked at our life, we would, most of us could give more than one account where circumstances pinned us against a wall, where demons and devils were seeking to destroy our life. But Father, you said, no, I'm not finished with them yet. I believe, Father, this morning you are seeking, during this season of continued prayer and fasting, to increase our faith, strengthen our faith, release our faith. And in Jesus' name, we agree that it's not too late for signs, wonders, and miracles to take place. I don't have to understand when and why everybody lived or died the way they did. I just need to understand that death could not hold Jesus. The devil could not hold him down. The grave could not hold him captive. All I need to know is that Jesus rose from the dead, and I will rise from the dead as well. All I need to know is that Satan has been defeated, and Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Those who are watching today, maybe those who will listen on radio at some point, you might be watching this morning and maybe you're one of those discouraged. Why not just let God right now, wherever you are, just raise a hand up and say, I am ready to receive strength and healing. My faith needs strength. God, I'm ready to receive right now in Jesus' name. I'm ready to receive in Jesus' name. Maybe you're one of those that consider yourself insignificant. You're the insignificant ones. And the Word of God says that in the kingdom of God, you're greater. John, none lived that were greater, that was greater than him all the way up until that time. And yet, Jesus said the most insignificant in the kingdom of God is greater than that because Jesus lives in us. Father, strengthen the hearts right now. If you're watching and you are desiring to receive communion with us, go and get your communion ready. Get ready to break bread with us. And if you've never accepted the gift of salvation, why not make this morning your morning to say, I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. I confess my sin. I repent of my sin. I turn from my sin. I turn to God. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Father, thank you for the great salvation that we have through Jesus Christ. Father, I'm so glad that even a Thomas that had questions, he didn't understand why Jesus had to die the way he did. He didn't understand the thorns, didn't understand the beating, didn't understand the hole in his side, didn't understand the nails in his hands, didn't understand how it could be that Jesus would rise from the dead. Thomas was not condemned for questioning, though he's called Doubting Thomas. He was not criticized. Jesus did not condemn him, judge him. But he simply said, let me show you who I am. Maybe you need to see again who Jesus is this morning. Maybe your faith needs to be strengthened today. Maybe this is your day. Maybe you even came to this service saying, if God doesn't do something in my life, if God doesn't confirm to me who He is in my life, maybe you came with that kind of a prayer. If I don't see Him, if He doesn't touch my life in a fresh way, I don't know that I can hang on any longer. Well, for you, this message is for you. This truth today is for you. This time is for you. It's a prolonged time because I sense that God is saying somebody needs to get a fresh grip on God today. You just need to get a hold of your faith and renew it today and let God strengthen you. And just say, I'm here to receive, God. I'm here to receive. Yes, I've doubted, I've questioned, I've had concerns. The enemy's plagued my thoughts with fear. But Father, I have no other place to go. I'm coming to you. Come to you right now. To that one that came and you've confessed your sins, you can join us in communion. If you're in your home, go to the fridge, find some bread, find some grape juice, find some whatever. You can even get water if you want to because Jesus turned the water to wine, so don't worry about it. Get something in your cup and say, I'm going to break bread. I'm going to be a part of the covenant. I'm going to celebrate who I am in Jesus Christ. Join us. Join us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just being quiet for a moment because the Holy Spirit's speaking and maybe God has you at this moment just to pray for others that He's reaching out to. Thank you, Lord. Who has a mother that needs to be saved? God just put on my heart, we need to pray for some moms that need Jesus. Anyone have a mom that needs to be saved? One? Okay, there's one. Anyone else has a mom that needs to be saved? Yep. See that hand? Maybe you're listening today, but I believe we need to just pray for mothers. Father, there's some moms out there that you're touching their hearts right now. You're working in their lives. Father, I pray for an awakening. Loose them from demonic strongholds. Loose them from demons. Loose them, Father, from lies. Loose them from the burdens in their life. Father, I pray that you would call them forth by the Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name and put godly people around their life, surround them. We claim them for the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. On the night Jesus was to be betrayed, he took the bread. He also would later take the cup. He took both, the bread and the cup, and he lifted them. He blessed them. Interesting, he would go on to say, "This is my body that's given for you. This is my blood." Obviously, we know that his physical body was not in that cup because he stood there in his physical body. His physical blood was not in the cup because it was in his body. But what he said was, "I'm going to give my body and my blood for you that you might be saved." Thank you, Father, for the blessing of salvation that comes to us through Jesus Christ. Let's receive the bread together. Amen. Thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus. We receive it with faith and thanksgiving. Knowing, Father, this is a covenant meal that we testify that you're Lord, the heavens, the earth, and you're Lord of our life, and we choose to believe in you. And we do. In Jesus' name, let's receive.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name. And fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStuart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly."
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Please listen to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael every Saturday at 3 p.m. for encouragement from the Holy Bible for life's journey. Thank you.
Welcome to Taken Studios, the podcast studio designed with you in mind. Whether you're preaching, teaching, or sharing your heart, we provide a professional space where your voice can be heard. With our state-of-the-art equipment, expert sound engineers, and welcoming environment, you can reach Barry at 727-422-4374.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese inviting you to listen to Word of Eternal Life every Monday at 5:30 a.m. to learn more about God's plan of eternal life through Jesus Christ here at WCNO 89.9 FM.
You're in a better place, I've heard a thousand times. And at least a thousand times, I've rejoiced for you. But the reason why I'm broken, the reason why I cry, is how long must I wait to be with you? I close my eyes and I see your face. If home's where my heart is, then I'm out of place. Lord, won't you give me strength to make it through somehow? I've never been more homesick than now. Help me, Lord, 'cause I don't understand your ways. The reason why I wonder if I'll ever know. But even if you showed me, the hurt would be the same. 'Cause I'm still here, so far away from home. I close my eyes and I see your face. If a home's where my heart is, then I'm out of place. Lord, won't you give me strength to make it through somehow? I've never been more homesick than now. In Christ, there are no goodbyes. And in Christ, there is no end. So I'll hold on to Jesus with all that I have to see you again. To see you.
You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Here's Tom Cantor at